This shouldn't be a thing.
All right. Kelvin found this one from the Associated Press. No one with the byline. The headline reads, hot dog spill shuts down highway in Pennsylvania commuters' worst nightmare. Worst.
No. I got it, right? I got it. There's nothing about that. You can't do anything about that joke. Just stand there and let it bowl. There it is. Don't encourage her.
A truckload. I'm just reading the headline. A truckload of hot dogs spilled across a Pennsylvania interstate Friday after a crash that briefly clogged the heavy traveled artery in both directions. Crews were stuck with a job they did not relish.
God.
Rolling up the scattered tube steaks for disposal, Shrewsbury Fire Company Chief Brad Dauberman says, quote, once those leave the truck and hit the road, that's all garbage. And it's still pretty warm, unquote.
I don't know, man. 5-second rule says I can eat some of those.
I think 5 seconds.
The hot dogs that land on top of the hot dogs.
They're fine.
They're fine. Yeah. You just put a little relish and mustard on there. Good to go.
The tractor trailer had an unspecified mechanical problem a few miles north of the Maryland line right during morning rush hour. It pushed into a passenger vehicle and scraped along a concrete divider, and the trailer got ripped open spilling versed all over the road. 4 people actually did require medical attention, not life-threatening. A front-end loader was used to scoop up the hot dogs and drop them in a dump truck.
Oh, man.
Emergency crews couldn't help but see the humor. The guy from the fire department says his daughter texted him a photo of a hot dog-themed T-shirt. Fire chief says, quote, I can tell you personally, hot dogs are very slippery. I did not know that.
No, sir. You don't just get to say that statement and walk away like you're still a professional at what you do.
I can tell you personally, hot dogs are very slippery. I did not know that.
Like, oh, can you tell us more about the accident? What accident? I don't know what you're talking about.
It was very slippery.
It's just a thought of my mind.
So be careful out there, I guess.
I love it when we get the ones that have no one on the byline, because there's some guy in the office like, hey, Chris, this is a fun story.
Did you cover this? Good puns.
Good puns. You didn't put your name in there. Yeah, I didn't want to, because this will not be considered for a Pulitzer, so therefore I don't want to be associated press with this.
Story you can't help but line it up again, Kelvin. A story you can't help but relish. Thank you. Two shows. God.
Kelvin, do that faster. Catch up. Seriously.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.